But go to the book of Ezra. The book of Ezra. If you have a good Bible, it's on page 529. Ezra. Hurry up and get over there. It's after 2 Chronicles. Ezra. 1 and 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah. Those are the locations. Now look at Ezra, and I want you to notice what happens in the book of Ezra. Ezra chapter 1 is a record of fulfilled prophecy. Over in the book of Isaiah, chapter 44 and verse 28, God told the prophet Isaiah to prophesy about a man who would be raised up after the Babylonian captivity, and what would happen would be that this man would give the Jewish people the right to return to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple. And in fact, in Isaiah's prophecy, it even names the man. His name would be Cyrus. Now, folks, if you want to see how you can authenticate the Word of God, here's one of the ways you authenticate the Word of God. Isaiah's prophecy, 150 years before the fact, about a man named Cyrus who would allow the Jews to go back and rebuild their temple. Here's Ezra, 150 years after that prophecy in Isaiah, and he records exactly what happened. Look at verse 2. Thus saith Cyrus, the same name prophesied, king of Persia, the Lord God of heaven hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth and hath charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Who is there among you of all of his people? His God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judah, and build the house of the Lord God of Israel. He is the God which is in Jerusalem. And so it is that that prophecy would be fulfilled. Chapter 2, well, the rest of chapter 1 tells us it was Zerubbabel who he chose. Chapter 2 is a record of those people going back. There were 49,897 people, almost 50,000 people, that go back to Jerusalem to build the temple. Now, there's 70 verses here. I'm not going to take the time to go to all 70 verses. Now, I just point out two of them to you to prove what I'm trying to prove. Look at verse 28 with me, if you will. Verse 28 of Ezra chapter 2. The men of Bethel and Ai, you pronounce in Hebrew A-I, I, not A-I. It's I. The men of Bethel and I, 223. In other words, he's documenting how many people are going to go back to Bethel. Now, if you were paying attention just a moment ago, I told you that Jeroboam, the one who rebelled against King Solomon, took 10 of the 12 tribes, took them to the north, and they became known as Israel. He was from Bethel, which is the tribe of Ephraim. It's not the two southern tribes, Benjamin and Judah. It's Ephraim. And he takes them to the north, but his people come back into the land. Let me show you one more. Look at verse 29. The children of Nebo, 52. Nebo, that is on the eastern side of the Jordan River. That's in the mountains of Moab. Nebo is where Moses went, looked into the promised land, was not allowed to go in, but at that point in time, he was told what Joshua was going to do, and they were able to go into the promised land. By the way, who got the tribe of Nebo? What tribe stayed there? Well, half the tribe of Manasseh went up to the Golden Heights. Gad got Gilead, and Reuben got Moab. So we're talking about another of the tribes of Israel, not the two. Go over to chapter 6 just a moment. Chapter 6. In chapter 6 of Ezra, we see the dedicatory service take place for the temple that is going to be built. And this is a record. In chapters 5 and 6, you see the temple is completed under the preaching of Zechariah and Haggai. In chapter 5, verse 1, it tells about the two prophets that preached. And they finished building the temple. Look at verse 15. And this house was finished on the third day of the month of Adar, which is in the sixth year of the reign of Darius the king. Now notice, and the children of Israel, underline that, the children of Israel. The word Israel is used in one of three ways in the Bible. It is either used as the name of Jacob, 32nd chapter of the book of Genesis, when God changed Jacob's name to Israel. or it's used to describe all 12 tribes, or it is used to describe the 10 tribes who went to the north. It is never used to describe the two tribes, Judah, that stayed in the south. And so he's talking about all of Israel. And that is what he says. And the children of Israel, the priests and the Levites. By the way, the priests and the Levites, they come from the tribe of Levi, not those two other southern tribes, Benjamin and Judah. So there's a third tribe that's talking about. And the children of Israel, the priests and the Levites and all the rest of the children of the captivity kept the dedication of this house of God with joy and offered at the dedication of this house of God 100 bullocks, 200 rams, 400 lambs. That's pretty good offering taking place. Now notice this. And for a sin offering for all of Israel. All of Israel who's back in the land. 12 he-goats according to the number of the tribes of Israel. All 12 tribes are in the land. The book of Ezra is written 2,500 years ago. 2,500 years ago, all 12 tribes were back in the land. All of Israel was there. Go to Matthew just a second. Matthew chapter 10, verses 5 and 6. Matthew chapter 10, verses 5 and 6. This is the record of Jesus Christ sending his disciples out two by two. He gathers them in. He's going to give some instruction to them. Let's notice what he says in their instruction. Matthew chapter 10, verse 5. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not unto the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of Samaritans enter ye not. Verse 6. But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And so 2,000 years ago, all 12 tribes were in the land. If you go to the book of Acts chapter 2, verse 5, it says, on the day of Pentecost, there were Jews from every nation of the world gathered in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost after Christ had left, some 50 days after his resurrection and a period of time after he had spent time on the earth after the resurrection. And so it is that all 12 tribes were in the land. Now, having set that in place, go back over to chapter 37. What is this prophecy talking about? What is it dealing with here when it says that all 12 tribes? Let me just give you another bit of information. The book of Ezekiel uses the word Judah and Israel. It uses the word Judah 18 times. It uses the word Israel 169 times. It's talking to Israel, all 12 tribes. All 12 tribes are in the land. This is the rapture. This is the seven-year tribulation. This is the second coming of Jesus Christ. That's the millennial kingdom in eternity future. We're someplace over here before the rapture of the church. All 12 tribes, since the time of Ezra, have been in the land. Since the time of Jesus Christ, all 12 tribes were in the land. On the day of Pentecost, all 12 tribes are in the land. Before the rapture of the church, all 12 tribes are in the land. The rapture of the church takes place. All 12 tribes will be in the land. And then they will become two different Jewish states, Israel and Judah. When do they come back together? Well, let's see what the Lord says to Ezekiel. Look here at verse 21. And he said unto them, in fact, they were going to ask him what happened when these sticks were in his hand. And here's what God said to tell him. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will take the children of Israel, that's all 12 tribes, from among the heathen, whether they have be gone, and I will gather them on every side and bring them into their own land. That's what I've been talking about, the valley of dry bones, the bones coming together, the flesh coming on the bones. The regathering of the Jewish people, the restoration of a Jewish state, all of this taking place, even as we have been watching in the last several years. I'm going to bring him into the land. Now that's settled. He's going to bring him into the land as all 12 tribes. Look at verse 22. And I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel. They will become one nation again in the land. Now, the truth is, they go into the land as one nation, they become two, and then they will be made one again. When does that happen? At the end of that seven-year period of time. Look at verse 23. Neither shall they defile themselves anymore with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgressions, but I will save them out of their dwelling places wherein they have sinned, and I will cleanse them so they shall be my people, and I will be their God. When does that happen? When do the Jewish people become the children of God and God becomes their God? When Jesus Christ comes back. In a day, Zechariah 3:9 says, the Jewish people turn to Jesus Christ in one day. And so what happens is, all 12 tribes, one nation, Israel, the rapture of the church, one nation, Israel, becomes two nations, Israel and Judah. They continue that way through the seven-year period of time, and when Jesus Christ comes back, they become one again. Is that possible? Is it possible? It's absolutely going to happen. Let me tell you. You know what Ehud Olmert said? We will evacuate Judea and Samaria, the West Bank, because the European Union, the United States, the United Nations, and Russia says it's not right to have that land. It must be given to the Palestinians. In Judea and Samaria, 500,000 Jews live. That's 10% of the population of the state of Israel. Those 500,000 Jews went into that land at the behest of Ariel Sharon after the Six-Day War in 1967 to become a buffer zone between Israel and Jordan, Israel and Syria, Israel and Egypt. And they've lived there, and they've built their homes, and they've raised their families, and they've started their businesses. I want you to know, part of that area is the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, the most sacred piece of real estate for any Jew. It is the center of the earth. It's where Jesus has chosen to dwell among his people forever and ever. It is the site, the original site, and the future site of the Garden of Eden. And they are ready, the Israeli government, to give that land back. Oh, they did that 2 summers ago, 2005. They extracted the Jews, some 10,000 of them, out of 25 Jewish settlements in the Gaza Strip. And what happened? Hamas came in and starts killing Jews. And these Jews in Judea and Samaria, maybe you refer to it as the West Bank, that's a bad term. In Judea and Samaria, they say they're not coming out. And Ehud Olmert said, we're going to evacuate them. 10,000 Jews went into Homs. That's a Jewish settlement in the north. And the Israeli Defense Force went in there and ripped them out of that location. I called and asked some of them, I said, what are you going to do? Said, if the Israeli government comes in to put us out of here, we're not going to go. I said, well, they'll come in with force, with the Israeli Defense Force. He said, if they come in with military might, we will take up our weapons and kill anybody who tries to take us out. And then I said, well, is that the best thing to do? He said, no, it's not. And that may be the only thing we can do. We're not leaving the land that God has given us. This is God-given land. He promised to give it to us, and we're here because of what he's done. We can't leave it.